in the limelight.
Joe Biden delivered a sharp repudiation of Donald Trump and declared that the will of the people had prevailed in a speech that came shortly after the Electoral College officially confirmed his election victory. It was time to turn the page on a presidential election that tested the resilience of American democracy, the president-elect said just moments after Hawaii cast the final four Electoral College votes, clearing a milestone that all but ended Donald Trump's unprecedented attempt to overturn the election results. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalist Lauren Gambino. The piece is titled Biden Hails Democracy and Rebukes Trump After Electoral College Victory. Stay with us for more of Lauren Gambino's article. Joe Biden delivered a sharp repudiation of Donald Trump and declared that the will of the people had prevailed in a speech that came shortly after the Electoral College officially confirmed his election victory on Monday, 14th of December. It was time to turn the page on a presidential election that tested the resilience of American democracy, the president-elect said, just moments after Hawaii cast the final four Electoral College votes, clearing a milestone that all but ended Donald Trump's unprecedented attempt to overturn the election results. Biden hailed the presidential election and its uncharted aftermath as a triumph of American democracy and one of the most amazing demonstrations of civic duty we've ever seen in our country. The final vote tally, 306 to 232 electoral votes, followed a baseless campaign by President Trump to reverse the results of an election that saw historic turnout despite the coronavirus pandemic. Trump lost not only in the Electoral College, but he also lost in the popular vote by nearly 7 million. Yet for weeks, the president has clung to meritless accusations of voter fraud in a slate of battleground states that delivered the victory to Biden. His refusal to concede has sowed doubt among his supporters, but the integrity of the vote and undermined faith in the institutions of American governance. In a speech delivered from Wilmington, Delaware, Joe Biden said, "Our democracy, pushed, tested, and threatened, proved to be resilient, true, and strong." Biden, who will become the 46th president of the United States when he's sworn into office on 20th of January, said, "We the people voted. The integrity of our election remains intact. And so now is the time to turn the page, as we've done throughout our history, to unite, to heal." Since Biden entered the presidential race last year, he has cast the election as a battle for the soul of the nation. In his remarks on Monday night, Joe Biden described his Electoral College victory as a fulfillment of that mission and a rejection of Donald Trump. The president-elect called Trump's assault on the democratic process unconscionable and assailed Republicans who embraced his unsubstantiated claims about widespread voter fraud. He singled out the 17 state attorney generals and 126 members of Congress who he said helped legitimize a legal effort to throw out tens of millions of votes in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and hand the presidency to a candidate who lost the Electoral College, lost the popular vote, and lost each and every one of the states whose votes they were trying to reverse. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the lawsuit. These officials, Biden said, adopted a position so extreme that we've never seen it before, a position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of the law, and refused to honor our Constitution. Anticipating further resistance from Donald Trump and his allies, Joe Biden noted that the president and his campaign were denied no course of action, and stressed that their efforts failed in states with Republican governors and in courts with Republican-appointed judges. They were heard, he said, and they were found to be without merit. Meanwhile, President Trump has continued to dispute the legitimacy of the election on Monday, 14th of December, claiming that the result was rigged due to massive fraud. Twitter moved quickly to label the pronouncements by Donald Trump as disputed. As California's 55 electors cast their ballots for Joe Biden, pushing him over the 270-vote threshold to win the White House, Donald Trump announced on Twitter that his Attorney General, Bill Barr, was resigning, effective from 23rd of December. Trump had recently lost patience with William Barr, viewed as a loyalist who eagerly advanced the president's political agenda, after the attorney general acknowledged that his department had found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. In a sign that Republicans were increasingly prepared to accept reality, some senators and members of Congress acknowledged the Electoral College vote. The orderly transfer of power is a hallmark of our democracy, and although I supported President Trump, the Electoral College vote today makes clear that Joe Biden is now president-elect, the Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio said in a statement. Joe Biden thanked the handful of Republican senators who have accepted the Electoral College vote after resisting his victory for weeks. Ever hopeful that 4 years of deep partisan division will yield a new era of bipartisanship, Biden said he was convinced we can work together for the good of the nation. With the election all but finalized, Joe Biden called on elected officials to turn to the urgent work of combating the coronavirus pandemic. On Monday, the U.S. death toll surpassed more than 300,000, a grisly reminder. On the same day, Americans began receiving the first shots of a vaccine against the virus. Though the path forward remains challenging, exacerbated by the divisions that persist, Joe Biden said the Electoral College vote should serve as a sign of hope for the nation. He pointed to the election officials, many of whom were volunteers, who carried out their duties in the face of the political pressure, threats of violence, and in some cases, an intervention from the president himself. Their unwavering commitment to the electoral process ensured that the flame of democracy was not extinguished, he said. Biden continued, "They showed a deep and unwavering faith in and a commitment to the law. They knew the elections they oversaw were honest and free and fair. They saw it with their own eyes, and they wouldn't be bullied into saying anything different."